Audiobook Shelf presents Lives of the Presidents.
Fame, Shame,
and What the Neighbors Thought by Kathleen Krull. Read by John C. Brown.
A Short Speech from the Author. We name schools and streets after our presidents and put their heads on our money. We envision them as larger-than-life leaders and boast that in America, any child can aspire to be one. But what were the presidents really like, as human beings? We know that, so far, all have been men. Most were wealthy, well-educated, members of Protestant religions, middle-aged, though visibly older when they left office, and married to women who encouraged or even directed them. Sometimes they seemed to blur together, a bland bunch of faceless, wartless heroes. Not to their neighbors. Those close to the presidents knew how to see the details, like who had feet bigger than his ego? Washington. Who barked like a seal? Kennedy. Who hosted the neighborhood Halloween parties? Nixon. Who dissected small animals? Madison. Who could make the president eat food he didn't like? Franklin Roosevelt's housekeeper. And who always had to be it during hide-and-seek? Theodore Roosevelt.